This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. American Airlines and Southwest reported quarterly and past year profits today, and by profits, I mean not profits. To quote American's CEO Doug Parker, the most challenging year in our company's history. A net loss for the year of $8.9 billion for American, $3.1 billion for Southwest. But with vaccines starting to roll out both here and elsewhere, albeit slowly, we asked Marketplace's Samantha Fields to look into what 2021 might look like for the airlines.
When the pandemic first started, air travel dropped more than 95%. And though it has come back some, Richard Abulafia, an aviation analyst at Teal Group, says 2020 for airlines
was the worst year they faced pretty much in the history of the jet age.
Airlines and analysts expect 2021 will be better. But how much better really hinges on the vaccine rollout, says Shoykit Chaudhry at the University of California, Berkeley.
When vaccines came out, there was a lot of optimism and excitement that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and 2021 would mark this rapid era of strong recovery.
That excitement has already receded, in part because of how slow the vaccine rollout has been so far, says Edward Russell, who covers the industry for Skift and Airline Weekly.
The high infection rates that we have seen over the last few months, coupled with the new administration that, probably rightfully wants to implement new restrictions to slow the spread, has really tempered the outlook.
Including the new requirement that everyone flying in from abroad now has to show proof of a negative COVID test. Industry analyst Robert Mann says all those factors will likely mean a slower than expected recovery for air travel in the first half of this year. But
the back end of 2021, I think under all realistic scenarios, should look a lot better than we initially planned.
For domestic air travel, anyway. A real return to international travel, Mann says, could still be another year or more away. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.